He's had a heck of a season. He's on his way to the Tour Championship. It's Robert Garrigus joining us now. The reason I say that is because he was born in Idaho. Robert, thanks for being a part of the show. How's it going?
Everything's good, man. Just relaxing a little bit, getting everything set up for my son's two-year-old birthday party on Saturday. We got a lot to do, and putting bikes together and trying to deal with parts that aren't sent and everything, just kind of dealing with some real-life issues instead of golf this week. It's kind of nice.
Are you the builder? Do you put the stuff together?
Yeah, me and my buddy JJ, we're trying to put this thing together, and it's from New Zealand, and they didn't give us the right parts. So we had to go to Home Depot and try and get bolts and locking nuts, and it's been kind of fun, though. Something else to do.
And that's the thing, is it's a bike for a two-year-old, so you can't, like, if it was for you, you'd say, oh, well, this may be good enough. But you won't do that for your own kid. You've got to make sure that this thing's not going to come falling apart.
Exactly. If it falls apart, it's on me, and I don't want that to happen. If I fall apart, if something falls apart that I'm on, I don't care. I can handle it. But I don't want him to get hurt because of my stupid move of trying to put something together. So I think we got it fixed, and I think he's good.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're happy to be home. You've played an awful lot of golf over the last few months. Great playing last week. Let's start right there. You needed a great week, and you got it. A tie for fourth. That's impressive stuff. You have to feel really good about your position going forward to the Tour Championship.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was duking it out with pretty much the who's who of golf in the last 10 years. So it was nice to throw my name into the hat there, and kind of felt like I've needed to be there for a while, and kind of underachieved my PGA Tour career until this year, until I actually put some work into it. You know, not a lot of people know who I am, you know, when I'm playing with those guys, and it's kind of nice to show up and do it, you know, do it the right way and work hard. And, you know, it was kind of a weird putter switch a couple of weeks ago, and just ended up falling into the right place. It was a nice week.
Well, we'll talk about the putter in a second. Six top tens this year, and not like tied for eighth. I mean, you were in contention starting from your very first event this year at Humana, where you finished. Always nice to get a tie for second the first week of the year, by the way.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you were in contention about once a month all season long.
Yeah, you know, and it's been awesome this year just to be able to go out and freewheel it, not have any worries about my health, not have any worries about fatigue. You know, this long stretch of golf, I wasn't worried about being tired when I got to Boston or being tired when I got to, Indianapolis. It was fun. I mean, I tell you what, that Page Black was a long, hilly golf course to walk. And I flew back to Portland to do a Peter's deal and played 2 days of golf the day after that. And then came back to Boston, and I wasn't tired. And it makes a huge difference when you're needing to make golf swings down the stretch and, need your brain to work properly. You know, and you've got all the energy to do that. And the fitness this year has really helped me do that. And, you know, I've been contending, and when I've been in contention, I've hit a lot of great shots and made a lot of great putts. So, you know, I'm very excited about the way this year has gone, and I still got some unfinished business, and hopefully I can take care of business in Atlanta, and maybe some things will fall into place like Bill Haas did last year and take down $10 million.
Yeah, you never know. We're talking to Robert Garrigus, of course. You mentioned the fitness. What are you doing specifically? Is it more cardio? You don't need to get any stronger, son. I mean, you're strong as an ox as it is. What are you doing?
It's a lot of balance and breathing and cardio. You know, focusing on, you know, your center, your core, and that's really what makes the golf swing move, is the middle of your body. You know, everybody sees the arms and legs, but if you pay attention to a golfer's center, you know, like Rory McIlroy's core. I mean, I've worked out with Rory the past couple of weeks when he's been in the gym, and he hits it really hard, just like I do. And, you know, it's basically the same kind of thing. You know, making sure your heart's never pumping above 100 when you're hitting a golf shot, even if you're nervous. You know, that makes a big difference, because then your, you know, your body and your legs and everything's working in the same motion, and you're not losing any power or moving power to spots that are, you know, like your hands and, you know, stuff like that. You don't want your hands moving too fast. There's so much into it that you don't have to think about when you're healthy, and your body's working right. I do a lot of cardio. We do a lot of balance stuff on the ball, and we do a lot of, not strength training so much, just we do a lot of lightweight and high rep, you know, to keep, you know, a good heart rate up. And, you know, we try and do workouts with the heart rate between 125 and 150 for, you know, 45 minutes, like four times a week.
And are you working with?
I'm working with a guy. His name's Eric Ahuen. He's a 2-time world champion taekwondo champion from Canada. So he knows his stuff.
Basically, you're working with a guy. You're working with a guy that if you don't do what he says, he can kick your ass in a couple of different languages.
Exactly. There's no question about that. So I pretty much do whatever he says. It's and he's a good guy. He's on my team, which is great.
I know that the few listeners out there who've never seen you hit a golf ball are wondering if it made you any longer. I'm here to tell them you didn't need to get any longer than you were 10 or 12 years ago, but I'll ask the question. Did it make you longer?
You know, no, it didn't. It made it so I could swing easier and hit it the same distance.
Oh, wow.
I do have an extra gear that nobody really gets to see unless they play in a pro-am with me. I can add an extra 15 to 20, 25 yards at any given second to a tee shot to impress the guys that I'm playing with in the pro-am, but you rarely bust it out in the tournament because there's a 50-50 shot of where it's going. but it's fun though, because I am stronger. I can generate more club head speed if I need to, but when I'm playing well, I'm swinging at about 90% and still hitting it and flying at about 300, and the ball's going like 320, 325. But if I need to fly something 325, I can do it. And that's, you know, that's the biggest thing. Because before, I'd try and hit everything as hard as I could and really couldn't get it much further. But now I'm hitting it just as far as it was before, but I can hit it, you know, 10, 15 yards further, maybe 20 yards further sometimes. I get the right ball.
Yeah, I actually remember the first time I saw you hit a golf ball. It was in Tennessee on what's now the web.com tour, back 100 years ago. And, when we were both young and dumb, and
yeah.
Actually you were younger yeah. than I was, but,
I was really dumb.
The point is that I watched you hit, and I, like everyone else, I was amazed at how far you could hit it. And I thought this guy's going to end up hurting himself. You know, yeah. If he hits it that hard, you just can't do that for 25 years. And it sounds like you're doing all the right things now.
Yeah. And, you know, back then I really, really swung at it like a maniac. And my body has been very limber my entire life. I mean, I'm very lucky and very blessed to have the frame that I have to where I don't have back problems. I don't have neck problems. I've never had a problem with anything in my body. I have an occasional, you know, misalignment with my hips. That's about it. Now I get a little twinge in my back. I, you know, adjust my hips and I'm fine. So, I'm lucky in that sense. And also, you know, just the way that my golf swing goes, it doesn't put a lot of stress on my body. It looks like it does, but, you know, if you watch it in slow motion, you know, my back isn't bent. My knees are flexed. I'm not popping my legs like Tiger does. You know, got his knee problems. Everything just kind of goes in motion, just kind of follows the weight of my body, and I don't put any pressure on it. So I've been very lucky to have that kind of golf swing where it doesn't put pressure on my body.
Where did it come from? Do you know? I mean, when you think back to when you were a kid?
I watched Fred Couples swing the golf club and kind of made it my own, but I tried to emulate his impact position every time, you know, with the hips facing the target. And, you know, I was an athlete, so I had speed, and I tried to hit it as hard as possible with that in mind, you know, having that lag and just wait for the club to get there and then snapping it through. And, You know, that's really where I got it from. I watched Freddie, and I wanted to be Fred Couples. And kind of funny, the first cut that I make on a PJ Tour, I ended up playing with them and beating them. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, they only made one Freddie. He's beautiful, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And I've got to know him over the years. He's a great dude.
Well, you came off the golf course on Sunday last week, and I was there with the microphone and got to talk to you. You were still, the one thing I hate about doing post-round interviews is that, and I know this from having played, and I think in, you know, the 10 years I played on the PGA Tour, I did at least two post-round interviews. and you're still in the moment, though. You're still out on the golf course. You're still concentrating because you can't turn your brain off that quickly from the intensity of the moment. So now you've had a chance to breathe in and realize, you know, you had a heck of a year, but two, you're going back to the Masters. You're going back to some World Golf Championship events. There's going to be some events that you haven't played in that now you get in. You're basically really coming into your own as a player. Sure, you won a couple of years ago, and that was a huge moment for you, but it seems like the moments are getting bigger.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. I mean, being able to plan a schedule and, you know, I can play in the Masters, I can play British, U.S. Open, PGA, WGC, probably going to get in the match play. I'm going to go to China and Singapore, and I'm going to go to, you know, I mean, just all these events. Hopefully Tiger gets me an invite to Chevron. I mean, just there's so many doors that opened with that 4 days of golf that I just played. You know, I could have shot 472s and missed the deal and nobody would be talking about it, but I sucked it up. I shot 17 under with the putter that I've been putting with for a week. Just stuff like that.
We were going to get there. For the people that don't know, explain. If you can picture Robert when he came out, he was putting with a toy putter. How long was that thing?
It was 27 inches.
27 inches is a little more than 2 feet. I mean, it was literally just above your thighs.
It grip went halfway down the club. It looked really strange. I switched. After that, I switched to that 47-inch putter started putting really well with it. And I got to Boston, and I got on the putting green, and it looked like Chinese algebra to me. I couldn't take it back. I couldn't. Started online, I was like, I gotta stop this. So I laid the putter down on the putting green and put my towel over it. Laid it to rest. Everybody's like, what's that thing doing there? I'm like, just leave it there.
What'd you do?
I went into like the Scotty Cameron bag that they have there. You know, everybody sees when they come to tour events, for the people who don't come to tour events, on the putting green there's 10 different golf bags filled with putters that you can just pick up and putt with and have if you want. And I ended up picking up a Odyssey White Hot or a White Ice 2-ball with a line on it. And I tell you what, it was probably the smartest thing I ever did. Just because I was making everything I looked at, I was just first. 2.5 hours I was putting. I think I missed about 7 putts on the putting green, which was refreshing because I hadn't made that many putts in 5 months on tour. So I just putted. I putted forever. I don't putt for more than a half an hour a day, and I sat on the putting green for 3 hours and putted and just tried to get the feel. I'm like, you know what? I've got to trust it. So, I mean, that was the hardest thing to do, too, the first hole of the tournament to get out there. I had like a 20-footer, and I'm like, okay, here we go, you know. That was pretty hard. And I had 29 putts or less every single day in Boston the first week that I putt with it, the first time in my life that I've ever putted with a putter over 30 inches, let alone, 33 and a half, the one that I'm putting with. So it just felt comfortable. I don't know what it was. It was exciting, but then I started hitting it like a idiot. I was spraying it, hitting it everywhere. I'm like, okay, great. I start putting well, and now I'm hitting it in the bushes. So it was really nice to start hitting it well in Indianapolis, and then I kept putting well too. So that was really exciting.
No question. I have to ask, are you using the same grip, your hand position as you used with the really short putter, or has that changed?
No, it's the same thing. It was the same exact, way I put my hands in the golf club, and it felt really comfortable, except I think that putting with the long putter for so long got me used to that slow tempo and keeping my hands from flipping forward and lifting up. So when I got the regular putter in my hands, I'm like, man, my stroke is perfect. My stroke felt awesome last week, and the greens were perfect, granted. But there was no – I remember only a couple times that I pushed or pulled a putt, which never happened before with the short one. I usually would have to play a little extra break or, whatever, aim a different way to try and make a putt because of my stroke. But my stroke was so good last week. I was putting it, on left edge, stroking it on left edge. If we read it right, we made it. It was pretty exciting. Coming down the stretch there on that 60-footer that I made was, pretty lucky. But now I made a 35-footer on the next hole, and then made a 10-footer on 16 and a 10-footer on a 5-footer on 17 and 10-footer on 18. I one-putted the last six holes. When I was juiced up, I had a little bit of nerves going, but I felt comfortable. And that is just, you can't pay for that. I mean, it was pretty amazing to have that amount of trust in something that I've only putted with for 10 days. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that's very cool. You said we, and I'm assuming you're talking about Mr. Henley. Your Mensa candidate caddy, who's a dear friend of mine. Talk about that relationship. You guys have been together for about a year and a half now. Is that right?
Yeah. My old caddy Shoestring, he snapped his Achilles tendon, and he was going to be out for a year and a half. I'm like, you know what? I got to let you go. He'd been with me for 5 years. We made a lot of money together, almost $5 million. That was great, but I wanted to go another direction and bring Brent on and see if he could help me. And he really has, last year it was 2000. Yeah, it was in the U.S. Open and, Congressional. I wanted to go for the green on 18, and he decided to, make us lay up. He was screaming at me pretty much told me that I was laying the ball up and making par that way instead of trying to go for the green. So I've never had a caddy do that to me before, because I've always been able to hit a shot, to where I can get to the green. So it was kind of neat to have that and actually listen to him, first of all. And I ended up making a 20-footer to get to the Masters, because that was top four in the U.S. Open. I pretty much trusted him ever since. Like, he knows what he's talking about. He can read putts really well. We're on the same page all the time, and he feels like a big brother to me. And it's a good relationship to have with your caddy when you're not, not bickering at him, and you're having fun with him and enjoying it. And, we go out to the baseball games and the football games together and stuff. It's pretty neat. He's a good dude, and, I'm glad he's on my bag.
Yeah. And you guys obviously very comfortable together. As long as you can keep him from ducking under trucks, you guys will be okay.
Well,
I had dinner with him the night before.
Oh my goodness. The most impressive thing about that, he was out there the next morning at 6:30, ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. With a bunch of stitches in his forehead.
Yeah, 40 of them, if I can remember correctly.
Well, enjoy the rest of your time at home. Have a blast. How many 2-year-olds do you have coming to the birthday party?
Hopefully just 3 or 4, but I think there's going to be 7 or 8, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's how it works, my friend. That's how it works. Enjoy every second of it, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, man. It's good talking to you. Thanks for having me.